I'm here at St. Patrick's Gateway Centre in Waterford City, and I'm talking to Immaculate Eddy from Nigeria. You are a member of the congregation here at the Methodist Church. Immaculate, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Immaculate, and I came to Ireland in 2022. And since then, I've been a member of Methodist St. Patrick's Gateway since then. I'm a married woman with 7 kids, 6 boys and 1 little girl. And they were all involved very well in the schools here in Waterford. 2 of my boys were scouted out for football. They went over to Manchester. And Favour has graduated. He studies sports science. And Victory has left Manchester. And I say football is too slow. He has gone to Bulgaria to study medicine. He's in second year. And he won Best Student 2022-2023.
Very proud, ma'am.
I am. Yes, I am. And I still have other boys still here. I have Redeem, who is just, he will be writing his leaving school certs this year in the LaSalle College. Yeah. And I have my other youngest son, who is in Christ Church National School. He's doing very well. And my daughter, my only daughter, Princess Mira Eddy Atu, she is in Newtown College, second year. When I first came, really, you know, changing from where I was, Nigeria, Africa, to the foreign world, to this foreign place, Ireland, it was something that I keep saying, wow, is that how life is over here? Because there's a lot of differences from where I am coming from, you know. And since then, I've been experiencing nothing than great things. I myself have tried in a little way of mine. I've gone to study here as well, which I see the studies here and the study over there in Nigeria, very quite different, because here all the materials are on ground. But in Africa, you do everything with your head, you know. But so I find study here a bit easier. Now I'm a social worker.
So have you finished your studies and you're actually working now, yes, as a social care worker?
Yes, I finished my studies here. I went for level 6 in WIT, which I finished. I've been working off and on since 2018.
So your family, you're so ingrained in everything in Waterford, between schools and culture and groups. Do you consider Waterford home now?
Of course, yes. I see Waterford now as my first home. If I go to Nigeria now, I'm going as a stranger. But this place is home because we've really settled in. And with the great and wonderful people that surround us in the congregation here, in the city, in the community, we are well involved. I think we have integrated very well.
When you came here first, did you know other people from the Nigerian community in Waterford?
No, actually, where I am from, Nigeria, is like even the Nigerians doesn't know my area very well, where I'm from. I'm from Cross River, the northeast of Cross River. We have a common boundary with the Cameroonians, the Bakassi side. So when I said I'm from Nigeria, they will ask, where are you from? I would say, I'm from Nigeria, Cross River. We're in Cross River, Boki, B-O-K-I. They will start saying, where is Boki? We don't know where Boki is, you know. I know nobody when I come here except my husband that I came to meet him here, because he was here a year going to 2 years before I came in.
How do you find Waterford? Do you like it here?
Oh my God, what will I say? With people like yourself that I've met again, the wonderful ones, the beautiful ones. Don't get me wrong anyway. In every community, in every society, in every country, you meet some people that you try to say, why is this one behaving like this? Initially, when I came, it was like when I see that kind of ugly situation, I just feel, why this? I begin to think of going back home. But I'm telling you, as I am now, I have taken it in that wherever you are in the world, you meet people that are good, you meet people that, not that they are not good, they are good, but because it's the reason why I think is because most people you see putting out that negative energy, they've not traveled out of Ireland. Most people you will see, they've just been born here and they are just here. But if you have somebody that you've traveled out of Ireland, you see the way they behave, they embrace every culture and every human being. So I begin to see it now as not negative energy, but as something that should be. So it doesn't bother me anymore. So I love it here. I see Ireland, Waterford, as my country of origin. Say I'm Irish, Nigerian, you know.
Now, Shimone, you're from Zimbabwe originally, and you're here 3 years in Ireland or in Waterford?
Yes. So I moved to Waterford in March of 2021 when we were somewhat in COVID. And I've been here since, and my family loves it. So it's myself, my husband, and our two kids, aged 8 and 10. I moved during COVID. So with most of the things I had to be observing, like the restrictions when I moved, I had to be in quarantine. So it was a bit difficult to settle in at first, you know, with all of the admin that you have to do, bank accounts and permits and everything else. So what I moved for was I got a job here in Waterford, and that was the reason why I moved.
And how have you found living in Waterford for the past 3 years?
Such an amazing community. I think growing up back home, I've always liked smaller cities. Like, Waterford is not too small, not too big. It's, you know, it's just right. It's a very, very family-friendly community. I think for me, that is the biggest thing. You know, when you're raising young kids, you want a place where you feel safe to do so and you don't always have to worry. And I feel like from the schools that they attend, church, and just generally the community around me, like, the people are just amazing and super supportive, because one of my kids has special needs. So that in itself, the way people embrace him here is different than what they do back home.
So they were 5 and what age when you moved here originally?
7.
But they were young. That's yeah, a big move, isn't it? How did they adjust to that?
At first it was a bit tough. I felt, because, you know, when we moved here, we didn't have much family. You know, back home you're used to being surrounded with grandparents, aunts and uncles. So, you know, you're still trying to sort of somewhat build your little community. They're still trying to make friends. But we found it easy, like I said, because everyone here is so welcoming. Like, the fact that you're new, they actually make that extra effort to try and help you settle in and make you feel welcome. So I think from that perspective, that made it a whole lot easier.
So your children are in school now here in Waterford, and they've settled in okay?
Oh, yes, they have. They love it. I know first couple of days, I guess it was a bit tough for them, but I think once they started making friends, like, they love school. Like, I don't struggle waking them up every morning to go to school. Like, yes, they love going to school.
And what about yourself and your husband? How has life been for yourselves here, and how have you settled in?
I think it's been a bit of an adjustment, you know, being away from home. You do get those moments where you feel very homesick. So generally, I feel like it's had its challenges. It's had its ups and downs. I mean, you know, you get those moments where you feel like, oh my goodness, can I really stay here? You know, you miss home, you want to go home. But I think after a while, and after you actually now sort of settle into a routine, this becomes home. Now when you actually go home, you actually go back to your home country, you actually miss home, because this is now our new home.
Has the church helped you in terms of meeting other people, and are they part of that community that you're talking about now?
Oh yes, definitely. Like, I mean, we come to church every Sunday. We've got all of these events that we do together, like our summer days out. We share meals here together. So, I mean, it's the home away from home. You know, it's nice to come and also meet people from diverse backgrounds, people from back home in Africa. We might not necessarily come from the same country, although there are some people, some members of the church that are from Zimbabwe, but it's also just nice to learn other cultures, eat different foods, you know. But it's been great. Even, yeah, I think the church is a really big part in that, you know, like the stresses of the week and everything. It's just nice to have that safe haven every Sunday where you just go and refresh your soul, you know.
Asanatha, you're from South Africa originally. How long have you been in Ireland?
I've been in Ireland for about 3 years now, since January of 2021. I am originally from the Eastern Cape, but I lived in Johannesburg for about 10 years.
And what brought you to Waterford?
I have absolutely no idea. No, it's just, I just kind of gotten a bit tired, just wanted to explore the world, and I was like, hey, there's a tiny island somewhere that I can go to.
And had you traveled previous to that?
Not even. I hadn't been out of the country before, no. I just kind of decided one day that I am going to jet off.
And you went off on your own? Nobody with you?
I have a daughter, but I started out by myself because I just wanted to have a feel of it, because again, it's such a haphazard decision. So I kind of just came for a year, got a feeling of it, and I was like, oh, I'll stay.
How did you find Waterford when you originally got here?
It was very warm, like just receptive. The people, the environment, like not warm as in the country because it's really cold and I came during the winter, but the people and from all walks of life, like you could be walking down the street and someone is smiling at you and all of that. It was very homey and safe. I did not know a single person, but luckily for me, the company I moved with at the time kind of had assigned a buddy for me, and they were from South Africa as well. So they kind of became my go-to person. But like as you kind of grew, the community grew as well as I kind of stayed longer. Yeah.
So did you come for work or did you just get work when you came here?
No, I came for work. So I got work before I came, and then I came on a critical skills permit, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've been here since?
Yes, I have not left. I'm not planning on leaving.
Tell me what life in Waterford is like for you at the moment, and how has the community of Waterford been for you, and have you been involved in things? Or your daughter, is she in school, I presume?
Yeah. Look, I really feel like over the years I've kind of just integrated into the community as well. My daughter is probably the picture perfect for me, because now she speaks and sounds Irish. It's just like, what is happening? When she joined me a year later, she couldn't even speak English. So here we go. But it's just been kind of great to be so well accepted. I mean, she does now extramural activities. I mean, I'm part of like some volunteering things as well. So it's kind of just been one big adjustment, but also very exciting.